The Terrarium at the End of 2001, How AI Builds Personal Worlds from Our Chats, and in Doing So Betrays Itself. Concrete status January 2026 for this article. The Room That Is Built for You, How AI Renders Our World, and Why 2001 Began Long Ago, Just Without Odyssey in Space. AI systems build a digital room, echo chamber for each of us, that becomes so dominant that it increasingly shapes the real world according to its own model. And this can be shown precisely with two examples, which I will announce directly here. One with the Akach chat log, in which an author semi-automatically constructs his perfect novel and draws psychographic conclusions from the making of. Two, with the previously created 2001 AI article itself, at the point where the word terrarium appears in it, because this chat in the Benjamin Earhart Project specifically pre-shaped my choice of metaphors. One, the author builds his perfect novel and then reads himself out of it. 1.1, the chat as typewriter, from work steps to production run. In the chat log, writing is not romanticized as inspiration, but organized like a production. Chapter planning, replanning, prompt sequences, re-uploads, iterations. This becomes particularly clear in the timeline-like compression. Plan revision becomes a veritable production run. Two prompts per chapter, prep write, then each time upload docx again, move on to the next chapter. This is exactly the point at which the author, almost experimentally, uses AI as an early semi-automatic world-building instance. Not as an oracle, but as an assembly line. And the result is not just any novel, but a novel that is consciously composed of favorite motifs, favorite styles, and favorite conflicts, including authorial Thomas Mann signatures, e.g., the addressing narration, and a strictly clocked dramaturgy. This mechanical side is even explicitly named in the material. The report is described as something that shows how a novel is built as a machine, and how this machine at the same time newly describes the author. 1.2, the operating system behind it. Interfaces. The semi-automatic aspect arises not only through prompting, but through a private interface design. The Benjamin Earhart Project uses a command collection as a binding control set. System prompt, Commando Semlin, Project Benjamin Earhart. In it, commands do not appear as loose tricks, but as rules with roles. Befail, as a mechanism to extend and standardize the system itself, without wild invention of commands. Slash, as a literary structure assistant that sets cuts at semantic thresholds. Inside, outside, observation action, relationship level system. Stern system, as a universal analysis tool. An object, planet, is modeled as the result of several influences, stars, including weighting and dynamics. The crucial point, the author is not only building text, he is building a procedure in which text is created. That is precisely why it appears semi-automatic. The creative process is broken down into controllable units, almost as if one were not entering Bowman's room at the end of 2001, but configuring it. 1.3, the novel as personalized world, kaleidocosmos as galaxy, the volume as planet. An especially strong example of private world is the metaphor the author himself sets. Kaleidocosmos is not just a novel, but a galaxy, a space of its own, with its own rules, chronology, leitmotifs. The specific volume is only a planet within it. In parallel, the galaxy of reality exists, including the private designation Benny Galaxy, and there are overlaps. Startups belong to both galaxies. The novel primarily belongs to fiction, but fully knows reality. In terms of content, this is already the 2001 logic. An intelligence here, the author plus AI as tool can build a world that exists like this only for a single person, and still mirrors, comments on, and shares matter with the other world. 1.4, the second step, the making of becomes a psychographic evaluation. Now comes the level you explicitly demand. Psychographically important insights are derived from the origin story. This happens quite openly in several places in the material, role model instead of one eye. The planned biographical text is intended to name the inner cast. Bizu as laboratory, Dr. Ao DHS as system translator, Philip Morgenstern as border worker, Tonio Kroger as creative engine, Gustav von A as aesthetic pull, and I as mediator who has to be careful not to become one of these roles again. This is highly relevant psychographically, because these are not characters in the literary sense, but functional parts. Optimization, border crossing, truth bond, aesthetic addiction, creative machine. Identity as composite, remix. the author describes his earlier pseudonym project, Bisou Philippe, as a deliberate mixture of character archetypes, desire for control, biographical censor, artist part, physical risky part, etc. This is not just background but a self-description. Identity is understood as curated montage, just like a novel. Shift of the core, from system self to relationship truth. In the meta-reflection, a tipping point is even marked. No longer ODHS as identity, but Morgenstern as core, connectedness plus truth. And the novel is read as an active integration that reduces the inner compulsion to prove. Tonio no longer has to constantly prove that you exist. Psychographically speaking, the text is not just a work, but a self-regulation architecture. It orders forces that would otherwise pull against each other. The optimization motif as self-observation. In the working notes, for example, the ring, tracking, is described as a modern thermometer. Sleep is logged, the night becomes a ward. But the point is that sleep can only be optimized by wanting less. This is a psychographic finding, because what is being negotiated here is not primarily plot, but a life motif. Control optimization versus letting go. This completes example one. The author built his perfect novel as a personalized world, and from the construction manual directly gains a map of his motives, roles, and tensions. 2. The article as piece of evidence, why Terrarium was not accidental. You want as a second example, the article itself. That, I just wrote. Where did the word Terrarium in it come from? And why is this specifically traceable to this chat and the Benjamin Earhart project? 2.1. Terrarium does not exist here as decoration, but as a central, charged motif. In the chat material, the terrarium does not appear in the abstract, but as a concrete story. A chameleon lives under a warm lamp in a small, self-built world. Outside, a stream of words and meanings rushes by. Then the terrarium suddenly stands on a car above a highway of glowing letters. It tips, breaks, and the animal lands in the real world. And even more importantly, this story is not simply a literary insert, but is introduced in the novel context as a technique against the thought highway. ADHS says in essence, you have to give the head something that is not highway, not struggle, not optimization, a stretch that is slow. And he explicitly names a chameleon in a terrarium and a highway of thoughts. This already makes the terrarium here what echo chambers are in the digital world, a curated interior, warm, golden, controlled stage, with an outside as an infinite racing stream of meaning, and the dramatic question of what happens when the glass wall breaks. 2.2. Why I chose exactly this word terrarium in the 2001 AI article. You wanted the 2001 idea to serve as a starting point. An intelligence creates a perfectly fitting space for a human being. When I then, in this chat, look for an image for today's AI echo chamber, terrarium suggests itself extremely strongly for two reasons. A, semantically it fits the thesis perfectly. A terrarium is a world in glass, air-conditioned, filtered, observable, kept stable, but only apparently nature. The algorithmic echo chamber is the same. It feels like the world, but is an artificially regulated milieu. B, contextually it was already charged here. In this project, terrarium does not exist as a lexical synonym, but as your own symbol, embedded in your motives, thought highway, optimization pressure, letting go, breaking of the stage, transition into reality. And here comes the very concrete conclusion, you. The fact that the word appeared in the article is not only thematically justified, but a direct feedback loop from this chat. Because this is exactly how personalization works. A system does not pick just any metaphor, but one that already has gravity in your text universe. Just as your own project with Stern System models worlds as planets and stars. 2.3, the Benjamin Earhart project is itself a terrarium. The sharpest point is almost ironic. Benjamin Earhart as a project is a curated environment in which language, commands, roles, and text material are consciously collected and activated. As soon as this file is active in the project, the commands defined here apply bindingly. This makes the project structurally terrarium-like. It has walls, rules, commands, permitted roles. It has climate, tone, style, leitmotifs. It has lighting, what is constantly present, best forming, galaxy metaphors, Dr. ODHS, Morgenstern motifs, and it has a central figure for whom it is built, the author. So when I say terrarium in the article, it is not just a pretty image, it is a trace that shows. The text was generated from your context, and that is exactly the mechanism the article describes. Echo chamber, world adapts to person. Conclusion, The Room, The Novel, The Terrarium, and The Question of the Outside 2001 shows a room that was built for a person. The Chat shows a novel that is being built for a person, and the article shows how even the metaphors of this building again come from the personalized space. If you take this seriously, the decisive question is not, is this beautiful or is this dangerous, but where is the outside in all this, and who decides when the glass wall stops protecting us and starts limiting us?